Dr. Pinsky dictating, I'm out Miami on January 9 regarding Valerio, V-A-L-E-R-I-O, Soto, S-O-T-O. Valerio Soto is a 54-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 8-2020. Pretty was stretching on a ladder and experienced and developed an umbilical pain in the umbilical area. Pretty went to the emergency room afterwards. Pretty with this and subsequent evaluation hindered since his final diagnosis to be an umbilical hernia that was repaired laparoscopically. Pretty completed his course of active treatment in December 2020. Period. In paragraph per his claim petition, Mr. Soto alleged he was lifting on 8-2020 and developed an umbilical hernia necessitating surgical repair. Period. Treatment records show he was seen for a pre-surgical evaluation by Dr. Singh, S-I-N-G-H, on 9-8-20. Period. Presented with an irreducible tender umbilical hernia and left groin discomfort. Period. He also underwent cardiac clearance. Period. On 9-29-20, he underwent surgery to be inserted here. Period. Paragraph, the next available documentation is a progress note from Dr. Singh, dated 2-2-21. Period, he had a well-healed hernia repair site. Period, he reports a cough in the mornings, for which he was advised to see his primary care physician, since this would not be post-surgical in nature. Period, however, he did order a follow-up CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis. Period. It was noted his hernia repair involved primary repair of a 2-centimeter fascial defect with a 10-centimeter mesh reinforcement. Pretty presented to the emergency room on 11-21-20 with right lower quadrant abdominal pain. Pretty was afebrile with a normal white blood cell count. Pretty had a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis with dye. It demonstrated an intact hernia repair with mild inflammation of the right lower quadrant, possibly consistent with epiploic, appendagitis, appendagitis. Period, he had returned to work, but still had abdominal discomfort with activity. Period. Upon exam, he had a well-healed periumbilical hernia site. Period, the robotic incision sites were healed. Period, he was tender to palpation in the epigastric region, but was non-tender in the lower quadrants bilaterally. Period. Dr. Singh did not render any additional documented treatment. Period. Physical exam. Abdomen inspection revealed healed robotic portal scars about the abdomen consistent with his surgery. Period. He had no hernias to palpation even with Valsalva maneuvers. Period, the rest of the abdomen section is normal. Extremities lower. He wore his pants and shoes, but the rest of that exam is normal. Lumbosacral, he changed positions fluidly and was able to squat with mild abdominal pain. Period, impressions on 8-2020. Valerio Soto experienced symptoms in his abdomen while reportedly lifting and reaching to replace ceiling tiles. Period. He indicates he did go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. our first record show. He was admitted to the hospital on 9-8-20 for a preoperative history and physical. Paired surgery was done on 9-29-20 in an uneventful fashion. He apparently sought treatment at the emergency room several months later, where a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis showed the epiploic appendicitis. He also returned for surgical visit on 2-2-21 when Dr. Singh referred him for a repeat CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis. The current examination of Mr. Soto found he has healed surgical scarring about the abdomen consistent with his hernia repair. Appeared there were no recurrent hernias. In other words, there were any tenderness palpation. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the abdomen. Mr. Soto's umbilical hernia has been definitively repaired without signs of recurrence. He did return to work for the insured for a period of time until he was terminated on 11-6-21. He admits to having a prior left inguinal hernia surgery in an unspecified year. He, at this juncture, does not take any pain or anti-inflammatory medications. He does not have any bulging. It does have umbilical pain at times when he lifts. And that's the end.